Heading out to Kidder County now and visit with NDSU Extension, Kidder County, based in Steele, North Dakota. Penny Nestor. Hello, Penny.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. Any wheels a-turning in the fields out there in western part of East Central North Dakota?
I'm glad you got the location right. It's hard to figure out if we're east or west.
But. Yeah, you're kind of more central North Dakota, I think. Yeah. So.
But we are slowly getting started with planting. Not too many wheels going, but we have had some people out harrowing, trying to level out some ruts from last year's challenging harvest, and trying to get some things ready for this year. So hopefully by the end of this week we'll see more fertilizer going out and maybe some air planters in the ground. We'll see.
Yeah, well, let's hope we get 3 days of drying. And depending on where these Thursday, Friday showers fall, we've got a lot of topsoil in a day like wind today and tomorrow. That's really going to help. Grassland fire danger, is that an issue out there in Steele County, around the Steele area in Kidder County?
It's not too bad yet, but if we have some dry days, it is a concern. We have been doing some burning around here. I'm not going to lie and say that we don't have any fire danger, because when the wind is blowing 30-plus miles an hour, there's always a chance that something dry will catch. But we, right now, we're doing pretty good. In the next few weeks, that could change pretty quickly, but right now we have pretty good soil moisture and not a great risk for fire danger, which is what we really need, because we have a lot of residue out there that something needs to be done with. So we are burning a lot of that.
Yeah, well, let's remind everybody to don't strike a match on a day like today. Man, things get out of control quickly for sure. So outside of that, what is normal in the Kidder County Extension Office?
Well, we're still open in here. It's just that we're not letting any visitors here in, but I'm still talking on the phone and replying to emails and doing social media. So that's pretty normal. And, you know, right now on the egg side of things, things are pretty slow anyway. We're just kind of in between seasons with extension because, you know, the winter season that we do a lot of our programming is over, and we're right in the middle of calving season right now. So, you know, things are pretty calm, and we're just kind of trying to switch to summer and trying to figure out what summer's going to look like. I don't think anyone knows what's going to happen there, but trying to get some ideas and things to keep you know, our summer events and activities going. It might look different, but we're just going to have to wait and see like everyone else.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed. But, yeah, the last 4 to 5 weeks, everything is just kind of turned upside down. Let's hope that the county fairs are happening again. Let's hope that guys get in the field. We have a normal weather year would be nice, too, wouldn't it?
It would be nice. I'm not going to lie. I think planting season's going to be kind of difficult around here again this year, just because not only do we have all this moisture and residue to deal with, but we also have a lot of county and township roads that are impassable. So access to a lot of fields are going to be a challenge this year to try to get in there and plant. Or find a way to drive around so you can get in fields and plant. So I think that will add a lot of stress on people. But, you know, the good news is that we're having nicer weather now. And calving season, I mean, we can't really complain for the weather we've received for calving and lambing season. It's been very mild for most nights, and things seem to be going pretty well for most people for their calving season, and, you know, the rest, it's just going to come as it comes. No one year in agriculture is ever the same, so we can kind of depend on that this year, too.
Yeah. Ballpark figure, what are you percentage of completion for calving there?
For spring calving herds, we are probably 40 to 50% complete.
Okay.
We have some that start in February and some that are starting right now. So it's kind of it's hard to estimate that. But I think a lot of people started early this year, and so far things are going pretty smoothly. So I think a lot of cows are coming in when they're supposed to. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully our calving interval will be pretty short this year.
Yeah, all righty. Well, thanks for the good report. And Penny Nestor, NDSU Extension, Kidder County, we're going to give you a call back when the wheels are a-turning. Thank you very much for the visit. I hope you have a great spring and a great rest of the summer. We'll check in later.
You too. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.